I'm afraid I do not know how far back employment rights go. So I cannot tell you whether Roman centurions were able to get holiday pay on their days out at Hadrian's Wall. However, I do know that centurion is the word of the month. Here is Dorothy to soldier on with this month's word.
Word of the month.
A centurion was a position in the Roman army during classical antiquity, nominally the commander of a century, a military unit of about 80 legionaries. In a Roman legion, centuries were grouped into cohorts commanded by the senior most centurion. The prestigious first cohort was led by the Primus Pilus, the most senior centurion in the legion and its third in command. A centurion's symbol of office was the vine staff, with which they disciplined even Roman citizens. Unlike the legionnaires, they carried their swords on their left side as a sign of distinction, and the pugio, dagger, on the right. Centurions also served in the Roman navy. After the 107 BC reforms of Gaius Marius, centurions were professional officers. In late antiquity and the Middle Ages, the Byzantine army centurions were also known by the name Centosh. During the imperial era, centurions gradually rose in seniority in their cohort, commanding centuries with high precedence, until commanding the senior century and therefore the whole cohort. The best centurions were then promoted to the first cohort, called primi ordines, commanding one of the five centuries and also taking on a staff role. Centurions could be elected, appointed by the Senate, or promoted from the ranks for a variety of reasons. Julius Caesar is said to have promoted his centurions for displays of valour. Historians cite examples of them being the first over the enemy's wall or through the breach. The various centurion grades may be loosely compared to modern junior and middle officer grades. Centurions were held personally responsible for the training and discipline of the legionnaires under their command, and had a reputation for dealing out some very harsh punishments.
Thank you, Dorothy.